So what else do you want to know about Grinnell?
Well, tell me, how did it feel to be at Grinnell? Did you feel like a pioneer or a leader? Did you feel?
No, never felt like a leader. I was just part of the group. And I enjoyed all the group activities that we had at Grinnell. And Professor Connard was the botany professor. And he taught us so much. We had we had a botanical garden, and he told us about all the flowers that are there. And in the fall, he let us dig up the peonies, and I got every color that they had and planted them in our yard.
Oh, nice.
So we had those beautiful, huge pink, white, and red peonies that bloomed.
They're beautiful. Why did he dig them up?
Well, you know, they always dig them up and divide them.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise they get too many tubers.
Gotcha. Yeah, Grinnell still has beautiful gardens.
Oh, yes.
Everybody and around campus has pretty gardens.
The botanical garden was south of 6th. Mm-hmm. It went from 6th to 5th, and it had a walkway through the botanical garden. It was right on the rock of the, we call it the Emmons Saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota and St. Louis.
Yeah. Railroad. Or Missing and Still Lost.
Yes, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know there were gardens over there.
Yeah, that area right next to the railroad, mm-hmm. that whole area between 6th and 5th was a botanical garden.
That must have been pretty.
It was beautiful because he had all those beautiful mm-hmm. flowers and all the different kinds. Mm-hmm. And you know, he was most outstanding moss professor in the United States.
How interesting. Did you take some classes from him too?
Oh yes, we all had to take botany.
Did you like that?
Oh yeah.
So it sounds like Grinnell was a pretty welcoming place.
Oh, it was. Very, well, of course, Grinnell was just a part of us. Mm-hmm. And we had so many of the people who were professors at Grinnell belonged to the Congregational Church, and they had known our family,
mm-hmm.
because I had 5 siblings, and they were always interested in what they were doing, because Nolan, President Nolan, mm-hmm. was president when my sister graduated from high school, my oldest sister, and he and his wife were instrumental in sending her to Fisk.
So where did you fall in the family order? Were you the oldest or the youngest?
No, I was next to the youngest.
Okay.
I was number 5.
Uh-huh.
And my brother was number 6. And I had 3 sisters and 2 brothers. And when they had the 75th anniversary for Grinnell, my mother was in the pageant that they had at the Grinnell High School.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Tell me about the pageant. What was that like?
Well, it was all about the history of Grinnell.
Uh-huh. The city or the college?
Not the college, the city.
Okay, got it.
Because, we were part of the city.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It was just so interesting to see all the people were in costume. Uh-huh. And back in those days, you know, those dresses were long and
they were
and very different from our day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So And my mother had gone to school with Mrs. Grace Peck, and that was when Grinnell had an academy. Mm-hmm. So you see, my mother was involved with academic Grinnell way back then.
She must have been a big believer in education.
Oh my, that was the first thing she said. Get an education, get an education. That's all we heard, all of us. That was just a part. And she always told us, they may be more beautiful, they may have more money, they may have more clothes, but there is no one better than you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was her motto, and that's what she taught us. And so consequently, even though we did, having six members of the family, and my father was a chef, and sometimes he had work, sometimes he didn't, but he raised everything that Henry Fields had in his catalog, and he also planted every kind of fruit tree that would grow, and my mother canned everything, including the chickens.
Yeah.
Because when it's so cold, chickens won't lay. And so that's when she would can them. And then she started out in March with baby chicks.
So you ate good, because I know
we
that.
We ate well, yeah. Very well, because in the fall, before my mother killed the hens, she would put them down in what they call water glass, so we would have eggs all winter. And of course, my father raised everything, and they had a big wooden box in the basement where they saved the potatoes. And then in the garden, he dug a hole for the carrots and the cabbages.
He must have had a green thumb.
He did. Yeah. Oh, and then he bought all, you know, and see, with my mother having canned everything to cannibal, and she made dill pickles and sauerkraut and grape juice and dried the herbs and
everything.
So I could never say that we went hungry.
And those were Depression years, right?
Oh, yes. Those were the Depression years, because I was born in 14.
Yeah, my dad was born in 1915.
Yeah, and my mother was born in 75. And so, but she had learned how to do all the, and the people in Grinnell, back then the children wore long cotton stockings. And when they wore the feet out, they gave them to mother, and she cut them in diagonally and ran a seam. And we called them railroad stockings, so we had every color stocking anybody else had ever had. But they were railroad stockings because the feet were out, because the children had worn off the foot. But she made the railroad stocking.
Yeah, people got really good at figuring out
and,
how to make do.
She made our clothes from newspaper patterns. Mine, anyway. My sisters were older.
So the patterns would be in the newspaper, and she would cut them
out?
No,
she
would design
she
it
made
herself.
Her own patterns.
Okay.
Yeah, she cut them out of the newspaper, and then she cut them out of the cloth.
She must have been
pretty talented.
In
those days, the flour sacks and all were for kale or cotton, and so consequently, they had lovely patterns. She made, they made them all. And she was good at it.
Yeah. She sounds like a great lady.
Oh, she was. She was. My mother was a lady before her time. Because she would not let us eat. She baked bread 3 times a week. And she would not let us eat any hot bread because she said it wasn't good for us.
Really?
No. And she wouldn't make white bread. She always made graham bread.
Yeah, which we know now is
And you see, I don't even see graham flour anymore. Have you seen it?
Well, no, I haven't. graham crackers, I guess, is about it.
Yeah, but graham flour. Uh-huh. And that was white flour that had braised brown flakes in it. I don't know how they made it, but that's what she always bought is graham flour.
I bet it was way healthier than the white
I'm
flour.
Sure it was. Yeah. I'm sure it was because it must have had all the nutrients in it.
Yeah. Oh, I always loved warm breads, though. Homemade bread. No she wouldn't let you eat that, huh?
Oh, no. Yeah, well, she made something. She learned how to make this when we lived in Redway. She called it coffee cooking.
Yeah?
Who could? K-U-C-H-E-N. And, you know, in Red Wing, there were, and she called it coffee cooking.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in Red Wing, there were lots of Germans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she learned. And it was bread, and she made it in a square pan, and she put sugar and cinnamon on top when she baked it. So
that sounds delicious.
It was. Yeah. It was very good.
So it sounds like Grinnell was a good place to
grow up. It was a great place to grow up.
Uh-huh.
Because we walked to school, and they had good teachers,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a great place. At least for me it was. Now, you know, everyone doesn't have the same experience.
Yeah.
And my daughter tells me that I am oblivious to many, many things that are going on. And so she said, Mama, that's probably why you got along so well. You're paying attention to what people... And I guess that's true. That's why Grinnell was such a great place.
Sounds like
and
a good
having
skill.
Lived there always, because
uh-huh.
We had a house on First Avenue, 411 First Avenue, and I just sold the house four years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we see, back in those days, there were only two houses on the block,
uh-huh.
and ours was on the hill, and. The house was built right on that alley,
mm-hmm.
and see all the land, all the way to the corner,
mm-hmm.
and then because we had three lots.
So you had a lot of space for
growing
things.
And my mother always made us play
uh-huh.
at home,
uh-huh.
and we had friends who uh-huh. came in, and one of my friends is still living in Ottumwa, Iowa. And she worked at the Grinnell Library,
mm-hmm.
and she is 93.
Yeah?
94. She was 94 this week.
Wow. Have you been back to Grinnell lately?
I haven't been back to Grinnell for five years. That was the last time I was able to drive,
mm-hmm.
and I drove up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go by myself because my husband was sick,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't go.
Uh-huh.
So, and I said, well, that's it. I'm not going to drive back. And I drove back on 6
uh-huh.
because I said I missed 80.
Right. Yeah, more pleasant drive.
Oh, yeah, it was a great drive.
Yeah. So what did you think? I mean, has it changed much?
Oh, it's changed a lot because, you know, when I lived in Grinnell, there were 3,000. We had a total population of 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how many thousand there are now.
Just a little over 9,000.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And see, where I lived at 411 First Avenue. Across the street, there was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we went over the hill, that was a pasture.
So you're practically out in the country.
We didn't consider it. We thought, and then up at the top of the hill, and see, then... The cemetery was not on First Avenue then. It was just south of First Avenue and west. And at the top of the hill, just mm-hmm. before we got to the country, that's where the people lived who had cows.
Okay.
And that's where we walked to get our milk.
Uh-huh.
And... So we were only about maybe four blocks from the country.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But still, in town.
Oh, yeah, we were in. Because see the cemetery.
Yeah.
And then Arbor Lake is south.
Right.
It was just over the hill from us. Uh-huh. There weren't that. And see, there weren't houses on Center Street. See, there weren't any houses on the south side of Center Street. There was on the north side, yes. Uh-huh. But there, you know, as I said, two houses. So there were only about two houses there. Because, see, these people always had, you know, big lots.
Uh-huh.
Not big lots, but big spaces, more than...
Which is nice.
It was. Yeah. It was because, see, they had 50... each lot is 50 feet.
Uh-huh.
And, see, that's a nice lot of space.
It's very nice.
For everybody. So it was nice.